It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Years ago, a national magazine carried an article about insurance company executive Edward Rust. Rust related an incident which happened while he was in an office conference in Bloomington, Illinois. Rust interrupted the meeting to answer a call from a customer of his company who was in Houston. Rust spoke with the customer, listened to the problem he was having, and then was able to help the customer. Rust said that when the conversation was ended, one of the people in the office conference commented that an efficiency expert would be appalled that he would interrupt an important meeting in order to involve himself in the problems of one of the company's 20 million policyholders. He was told that an efficiency expert would consider it an inefficient use of executive time. The reply Rust gave was this: "My response was, and I deeply believe this, that the day I refuse calls from customers is the day I should resign, because that is the day I will have begun to lose contact with the real world in which we operate." As I read that story, I got to thinking about God. Many times we doubt if God is interested in us personally and in our personal problems. With more than a billion people on the earth, it's hard to conceive of a God who could and would be concerned about us personally. However, this is precisely the message of the New Testament. God does know each of us, even as a shepherd knows his sheep. He's concerned about us and about our problems. He is not a remote God, far off somewhere in his heaven, unconcerned about us. His presence sometimes surprises us as much as it did Jacob. "Surely the Lord is in this place," said Jacob, "and I did not know it." He is as close as the air we breathe, more concerned about us than perhaps we are about ourselves. The message of the New Testament is that God cares. God so loved the world that he gave. God is accessible to each of us. He will even interrupt a council meeting with the angels in order to listen and help with our problems. A man by the name of Brewer Maddox wrote a little poem which reminds us that God has not lost contact with the real world in which we live. Let me share it with you. The parish priest of austerity climbed up in a high church steeple to be near a God so that he might hand down his word to his people. And in sermon script, he daily wrote what he thought was sent from heaven and dropped this down on people's heads 2 times, 1 day in 7. In his age, God said, "Come down and die." And he cried from the steeple, "Where art thou, Lord?" And the Lord replied, "Down here among my people." That's where you'll always find God, among his people.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.